In a town obsessed with appearances, one Hollywood talent agency has made a success out of finding and representing what it graciously calls unconventional looks. These folks might be homely to you, or too tall, too short, have too many tattoos, or bear too much of a resemblance to a lizard. The latter would be a performer who calls herself Liz Ard, wears bright green from dyed hair to toe, and sports an iguana on her arm.
Liz is that character. She lives that 24 hours a day.
Chaya Magnum is one half of Dragon Talent Agency. His partner is Robin Harrington, and it would be fair to say that virtually everyone at Dragon lives their looks, which is what brings us to this outside cafe on Hollywood's hip Melrose Avenue. The two agents are scouting potential clients.
Hey, excuse me.
Yeah, you.
What's your name? Hey, my name's Chaim. I'm from Dragon Talent. We're a talent modeling agency. We represent like really hip, cool, offbeat type of people. I saw you walk by. I thought you had a really great look. Do you have an agent right now?
No.
No? Are you interested in going out on commercials or working on music videos? Well, let me give you my card.
Oh.
I'm one of the owners of the company. Okay. If you're interested, give us a call. We'd love to meet with you and have you stop by.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye. He's great looking. He has the complete Tokyo look right now that's really popular. All the kids in Tokyo right now on the streets have this really like high-tech look with the bleached out hair, the big platform shoes, big bright colored bags, really kind of like futuristic but with like a really retro twist to it. And so many of the companies like Nintendo and Pepsi and Levi's, they're looking for that type of look right now.
Dragon Talent says its clients have included some of the world's biggest corporations, among them Kodak, AT&T, Nike, Snapple, Mercedes-Benz, and Hallmark Cards. The agency has provided talent for loads of music videos and lots of TV shows. Robin Harrington says the name Dragon harks back to their early days, 6 long years ago in the world of trends, when they mostly represented drag queens.
From there, we very quickly moved into representing all types of interesting offbeat people, kind of punk rockers, maybe fetish types, skate rats, little skater kids, people with, you know, colored hair. In the beginning, it was much more extreme, the drag queens and the punk types. And now we've branched out a little bit more mainstream into interesting offbeat beauties and stuff like that. But then the question is, did mainstream get more alternative or did we get more mainstream? Who knows?
Robin Harrington does know this from her experience getting an agency going. More advertising and shorter attention spans have made it harder for companies to catch the attention of potential consumers, especially younger ones. And that's where Dragon's models and actors come in. Back at Dragon's office in Beverly Hills, model Selene Luna says she is a serious performance artist and a singer and, when she wants to be, a Betty Boop lookalike. Selene Luna signed on with Dragon the minute they ask her.
What appealed to me about them is that they represented unconventional individuals, which in this town, it's like pulling teeth to get an agent if you're not some off-the-rack kind of gal.
Which Selene Luna surely is not. She has black hair and dark almond eyes, a dramatic look she emphasizes by what she calls theme dressing. This day, it's the nautical look, a sailboat print dress accessorized by red, white, and blue sandals, earrings, and hairband. Possibly, though, her most striking feature is her height. Selene Luna stands 3 feet 8 inches tall, and her tiny size is one reason Luna says she's glad she's with Dragon.
They're very sensitive to that, and I didn't have to explain much, and they completely understand it. They do not send me out on any, like, Christmas elf auditions. I don't do little people parts, you know. And my disclaimer is, unless I'm wearing, like, a fully covered costume, and it pays really well, and it's running nationally.
And fully covered means top to bottom.
Top to bottom, I'm unidentifiable. That's where I become, like, a total, like, to make the rent. You know, I don't have a day job. You know, this is what I do.
So, like, maybe if you're asked to play a grape.
I've been a rotten banana and the pineapple that's actually running right now. But you'll never know. It's me.
Selene Luna knows full well and has come to terms with the fact that she will never be cast, as she puts it, for a guest girlfriend part on Friends, which still leaves plenty of parts to play and commercials to do, says Dragon owner Robin Harrington. Harrington estimates that, like Luna, some 50 of the 250 people that Dragon represents are working full-time as models and actors. Dragon's Chaya Magnum says 20% full-time talent is a lot in this business.
Maybe some of the William Morris agencies and CAA, they've opened up their client list to include people that have an offbeat type of a look or piercings and tattoos, but I think we're really the only agency that specializes in them. We're kind of very well connected with what's going on in the streets, whereas somebody in Beverly Hills, another agent in a suit, they really don't know. They just know, oh, green hair and piercings, and they think that they know what's in, whereas we kind of have like an inside scoop into what's happening.
And as a matter of fact, tattoos and piercings are a little over now. In her office, Robin Harrington flips through her talent book looking to show what is really hot this summer. She points to a pleasant-looking young man in an 80s rock t-shirt who looks like he got his braces off just last week and has on his face what appear to be blemishes. He is currently, says Robin Harrington, Dragon's biggest star.
Now I really think a lot they're looking for real people and like the awkward thing and, you know, the braces, the freckles, that type of thing. It's almost like if you don't look like you're cool, then you are cool.
Agent Robin Harrington, who with Chaya Magnum created and runs the Hollywood agency Dragon Talent.